everyone. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'm a recruiter from Florida State College at Jacksonville. I'm here with Ms. Sandra Cross, our Director of Talent Acquisition and Hiring Manager of this HR Coordinator job opening. She's here to talk a little bit about this position and the ideal candidate for this role. So thanks for taking time to talk with me today, Sandra. I believe this interview will be a little unique and seemingly self-serving because this job opening is actually in our area, and it's actually the same job that I'm in now. So I speak on behalf of the rest of our talent acquisition team to say that we're very excited to talk more about this role with you.
Thanks, Mark. I agree. This is certainly a unique situation. That being said, I'm excited to talk about the role and share some information about this position to prospective candidates.
Well, good. So let's get into it. Generally speaking, what does success look like as a Florida State College at Jacksonville Human Resources Coordinator?
Well, this position is one of four HR coordinators in the HR Talent Acquisition Management team. Success as an HR coordinator requires, of course, good communication skills, both oral and written, excellent organizational skills, the ability to prioritize tasks, and an overall willingness to help. The individual in this position works closely with hiring managers as a collaborative partner in the overall recruitment process. So the HR coordinator offers their expertise, knowledge in developing a recruitment plan to include creating the job posting, determining best methods to attract and source candidates, providing information to applicants, prospective employees, which in and itself requires the ability to apply and utilize careful and delicate treatment in a tactful manner.
That kind of sounds familiar. But in any case, so Sandra, I know that the minimum requirements for this position is having at least a high school diploma with at least 1 year of previous HR-related experience. But can you talk more about your preferred candidate for this role?
Yes, of course, Mark. In addition to the minimum qualifications, an associate's degree from an accredited college or university, supplemented by at least 3 years of related experience, as well as effective, as I mentioned earlier, written and verbal communication skills, is preferred. And I will add, it is at these qualifications that we will actually hire to. Now, that being said, I'd like to take a moment to add as clarification what the 3 years of experience should be in. Now, overall, I'm searching for an addition to the team who will expand and elevate our recruitment knowledge and talents. And what exactly does that mean? Well, first and foremost, the ideal candidate will have experience working in an applicant tracking system. Now, we currently use Oracle PeopleSoft, but it could be with any other system, as long as they have an understanding of interrelationship databases. Additionally, they'll need a strong HR metrics understanding to include proficiency in Microsoft Excel, familiarity with candidate sourcing, and knowledge using social media to attract and engage candidates.
All right, thanks, Sandra. So what does that look like in regards to a work schedule?
This is a Monday through Friday, 40-hour-a-week position with a somewhat flexible work schedule within standard business hours.
So I have an additional question adding on to that, Sandra. So being that we're currently in a unique working environment now, is there a telework or a work from home possibility? And if so, what would that look like?
Well, as Mark has noted, the college is still currently in a remote working environment, which is scheduled to continue until at least June. Beyond that, what the working environment will look like is still being decided and developed. I will say the college is considering 100% remote going forward, as well as 100% in office, hybrid, as well as short-term remote options. Now, as I understand, the new policy being developed will offer flexibility to supervisors and departments to make decisions on how best to function and provide support to students and the college overall.
You know, one additional question. So when we eventually return to a full on-campus work environment, will this position require any travel outside of our HR department's administrative office's location in downtown campus?
Perhaps, but I will say any physical on-campus meetings, conferences, job fairs, and et cetera, will be limited. And I would imagine, with the exception of maybe a few job fairs, we'll continue to see virtual college meetings and conference events continue.
Okay, great. So now that you've let us know how a candidate can succeed in this role, can you tell us what tools are available for the candidate in order to succeed in this position?
As an actual HR coordinator, Mark, I'll ask you to answer this question based on your perspective and the tools you've used to succeed in the position.
Well, way to put me on the spot, Sanja, but I'll be happy to. So I think our team is very fortunate to have several different resources available to us. If you're looking to enhance your skill set, we always have continuing education and professional development classes that you can take at our institution throughout the year. Additionally, we have the aid of our faculty development specialists, who are not only here to support our faculty and staff using their technical expertise, but are integral in fully realizing ideas that our talent acquisition team wants to promote, like this podcast as an example. But most importantly, our greatest tool is each other. And what I mean by that is our talent acquisition team is comprised of talented people always willing to share our knowledge and experience with each other. If there's something that you have questions with, our team will always be there. And if we don't know the answer, we'll solve it together. So not to be outdone, but I also want to add that we're dedicated to placing our employees in the best position to succeed, not only in their job, but life outside of work. We offer our full-time employees insurance, paid leave, retirement, professional development, as I already mentioned, and employee assistance in a professional, inclusive, diverse, and collaborative work environment. But anyways, so now I kind of want to steer the conversation towards you now, Sanja. Obviously, I already have firsthand knowledge, but as the manager for this position, can you share with our listeners what is your leadership style? And in other words, what should the candidate expect from you as their manager?
I would say I have a democratic leadership style. My focus is on encouraging the team to share their thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and potential solutions in order for us to help each other. I generally refrain from making the final decision until I've considered the thoughts, again, ideas, and recommendations of the entire team. My hope is to encourage team members to take on more responsibility, to solve their own problems, and come up with innovative new ideas. The selected candidate should expect to be pretty much challenged by me in some respects. Now, I will give them the opportunity, obviously, to learn about the position. Then once I feel they have a good understanding of the recruitment process, any questions that they ask of me, I'll kind of volley it back to them to encourage them to come up with their own solutions, basically to give them some confidence that they know the answers to the questions that they're asking me. Does that make sense, Mark?
Honestly, I value the opportunity you provide to us to solve our problems on our own. I think it's great that the opportunity to succeed rests on all of us solving problems and working things out together. And to me, our team is better because of it. Anyways, thank you for sharing so much great information about this role, Sanja. So, you listeners out there, if what you heard sounds like something that you're interested in becoming, well, what are you waiting for? Go back to the job posting to read more about this job. And at the bottom of the posting, you will see a button called Apply. Click on that button to start the application process, but just know that you need to log in. If you don't already have a Florida State College Jacksonville applicant account, it will prompt you to create a username and password. So be sure to have your resume handy to attach to your online application. But if you are a current employee of FSCJ who is interested in this role, just log in to my.fscj.edu. Once there, click on the Employees tab and then the My Careers tab to enter our internal applicant job site to search and apply for this position. Keep in mind that you don't need to sign in again as you are already logged in to my.fscj.edu. And finally, I just want to thank all of you for sticking around to learn more about this position and hope that this created a better understanding on if this role is right for you. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me or other members of our talent acquisition team at 904-632-3210, and we'll help you out. My name is Mark Lynn, and I'm looking forward to making you part of our students' success story.